Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 28, we head to Toronto to take a tour of one of the city's most fabled discount department stores. This is the story of Honest Ed's, told by our bureau chief, Thomas Lewis.
Rushing to Honest Ed's world-famous bargain house, where everything's under one roof, and you'll flip over our low, low prices. Major credit cards are welcomed at Honest Ed's 14 full-range departments.
Everyone loves a bargain. That, scrawled in swirling, colourful letters, is just one of the myriad slogans that grace the windows and walls of Honest Ed's, one of Toronto's most fabled and most curious retail spaces. That, when it opened in 1948, billed itself as the largest discount department store anywhere in the world.
Extra, extra, Honest Ed's, often imitated, never duplicated, world-famous bargain house, does it again.
Nestled on a large plot of land the size of a city block on the corner of Bloor and Bathurst streets, just west of downtown Toronto, the facade of Honest Ed's, which boasts 23,000 glinting light bulbs that all spell out the shop's name, looks something more like the entrance to a funfair or the garish exterior of a casino than that of a department store that sells everything. From cups and saucers to shirts and ties, from snow globes to shampoo, all at a bargain price.
Made in Italy, men's or young men's cotton polyester or 100% cotton shirt, sizes 14 to 18, $4.99 each. Mrs. Back to School dress shoes, assorted styles and colors, sizes 11 to 4, $8.88 a pair.
The founder and frontman of Honest Ed's was Ed Mervish, one of Toronto's most colourful entrepreneurs and a city treasure in his own right. In 2003, just 4 years before he died, the city declared the 24th of July, Ed's birthday, Ed Mervish Day. Many of Toronto's theatres, too, still carry his name. He's credited with rejuvenating Toronto's theatre district, bringing new life to derelict strips of the city and asserting live theatre as a central part of Toronto's cultural life.
Every year, people line up for a Christmas turkey here, and nearly every year, David Mervish has been there to help.
There are people who've been here every time for the 28 years we've done this.
But this year is different. Honest Ed's is slated to close in 2016. The site will house affordable condos in a series of independent shops. This turkey giveaway was supposed to be the last, but the generosity will continue.
It's going to carry on. Maybe not at Honest Ed's, but it'll happen somewhere because the Mervish family will make it happen.
David Mervish says it will happen.
You know, it's a family tradition, the turkey giveaway, and well, it's the last year here in the store. We'll find ways in the future to work with good organizations and make sure that people are fed at Christmas as best we can.
Among the slogans printed outside the store is a newer one, which reads, "Open until the 31st of December 2016. When Honest Ed's closes its doors at the end of this year, patrons will have to go elsewhere to buy trinkets shaped like Elvis, cheap novelty umbrellas, multi-pack dress shirts, and the other discounted essentials of daily life. The new condominiums, restaurants, and little independent shops that have been slated to rise in its place will, I suppose, rejuvenate this corner of Toronto, a little like this oddity of a discount department store did when it first started trading, with its cheesy pantomime slogans and publicity stunts back in 1948. Honest Ed's is one of Toronto's most peculiar urban treasures. Inside, there's a slogan that reads, "Welcome to yesterday." And yesterdays, it seems, in a city that's changing as quickly as Toronto, are, sadly, rarely as potent or as lucrative as the promise of tomorrow.
Honest Ed is a nightmare.
But my bargains are a dream.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Thomas Lewis for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.